Well, Dr. Michael Walden is one of the leading voices in examining the economy, and he's right down the road from us working as a distinguished professor at NC State University. Earlier today, he shared some projections and analysis on the state of our economy now that we've experienced a full year of COVID-19. It was all part of the second edition in the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's Critical Issues series. And joining me on the phone to share some of the key points from today's forum is not only Dr. Michael Walden, but also President of the Chamber, Aaron Nelson. Aaron and Dr. Walden, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Walden, let's start with you. There was a lot that you touched on in the forum, and we're not going to be able to cover all of it because it was a great presentation with a bunch of information. But let's start with discussing what your overarching projection of the national economy is at the moment as we are moving into this next chapter of the COVID-19 pandemic, where we're seeing more and more people get vaccinated, but we're not entirely back to what we were pre-pandemic.
Well, overall, I think we will see a dramatic improvement in 2021. Now, we are coming off the end of the year where we had a little bit of a slowdown due to the resurgence. I think we'll come back from that. The key, of course, is getting business and consumer confidence higher as more people are vaccinated, as more people feel confident to go out and go back to work, and in many cases, go to restaurants and outdoor venues, et cetera. And as states begin to relax restrictions, as we've seen here in North Carolina, I think we'll see a major boost in the state economy and local economies in North Carolina, certainly in the spring and summer. And actually, I think in terms of our overall economic activity, the state will be back to pre-pandemic levels that we had prior to the virus coming. We'll be back to those levels in the fall.
And taking a look at some of the steps that the federal government has taken, I know that that is certainly a part of what's going on here with the big stimulus plan passed just a couple weeks ago. How does that affect everything?
Well, it's been an unprecedented set of bills helping the country. This was obviously an unusual event. No one predicted the pandemic, the devastation that it's caused in terms of deaths and the fact that we had to shut down a large part of our economy in order to get control of the pandemic. The federal government realized we'd have a lot of people hurting big time. We'd have a lot of businesses out of business. So they have stepped in with what will now be a total of $6 trillion of help. The latest round of that, the $2 trillion that was passed a few weeks ago, the American Rescue Plan, those stimulus checks are now going out. People who are unemployed are going to get additional monies from the federal government. So I think we'll see another major boost in particularly retail spending, which we saw in previous stimulus checks. I think we'll start seeing that in the economy in the spring. And hopefully that'll tide us over until we get the economy again back to full strength. So it's really a race between the federal help keeping us above water until we get most people vaccinated, and therefore we get an economy that can stand on its own. The big question, or my big worry, and I'm not a medical person at all, is you do hear stories of variants to the virus in Europe. Europe has had to lock down again. We need to watch those. We need to monitor those, and we need to keep our fingers crossed that we get enough people vaccinated that those variants can't get a toehold in our country.
In addition to flagging those variants, I thought something else that was interesting that you flagged was when you were talking about unemployment rates, and we've seen those decreasing pretty steadily. We just got a new update from the federal government today confirming that they are continuing to decrease, but you also shared that these current rates might actually be kind of underselling what the true rate of unemployment is. Can you explain this a little bit and how that will affect businesses' recovery?
And yes, I do think most economists think that the current official rates do understate actual unemployment. Intent here. It's just the way the unemployment rates are calculated. And the key here is that we have a lot of folks who don't have a job, they want a job, but they're not actively looking for work, which was a requirement to be called unemployed, because they may have had COVID, they may have a relative with COVID, their kids may be home from school, and they have to stay home and take care of them instead of going out looking for a job. I think that will ease up as we get back to more normal, both in terms of schools and work. But I think it will show up that we might actually have an uptick in the unemployment rate in some early months here in 2021, as those folks who are now not officially counted as unemployed get back looking for work, and before they get work, they will be calculated as unemployed. So that's just a technical issue. But what I tell people, keep your eye on job growth. If we get job growth, which I expect we will here in 2021 each month, that's the main thing, and that's the strongest measure, strongest indicator that the economy is improving.
We're speaking with Dr. Michael Walden, renowned economist and distinguished professor at NC State University. And also on the call with us is President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. And Aaron, Dr. Walden kind of provided some broad overview and some very important statistics when looking at the state and national economy. But you also provided quite a good bit of data in terms of our regional economy. Can you share what some of the big takeaways are from the data that you presented today?
Well, thank you. And Dr. Walden, again, it's an exceptional resource for us in the state of North Carolina, and I'm grateful that he was able to join us this morning and then again right now. The key reminder for us is that it is a regional economy. We drew these county lines in the 1700s and 1800s, and they are not reflective of our labor shed or sort of the breadth of commute patterns and where people shop across county lines. 80% of Chatham County leaves the county every morning in a pre-pandemic time in order to go to work, and a lot of inflow and outflow. So paying attention to what's happening in our region is super important to Orange County's success. For us, it was a good reminder that our economy is based on three things: ed, med, and bed. So ed, education, our university, med, our healthcare system, and then beds, both our tourism as well as our residential and quality of life, key underpinnings to our economy. And because of those things, we are healthier than most. I talked to peers across the country, some very difficult situations in their local economy. We've got all the right attributes to help us weather negative economic impact pretty well. We saw it in previous recessions where we're late in and first out, and we're already seeing some positive indications on unemployment, retail sales, a lot of that due to the fact that our major employers continue to pay wages even through the pandemic.
It definitely makes a big difference. What have you been hearing from chamber members in this most recent few months where we've started seeing more and more people getting the vaccine and the economy already looking to rebound pretty quickly? What is the general consensus from the chamber partners in terms of the state locally?
Well, the businesses are optimistic. The second draw on the payroll protection program was several months late, but it's greatly appreciated and will help businesses that were on the cusp of closure make it a little bit further, hopefully to a time in which our economy is opening back up. I'd like everybody in the business community to be regularly testing themselves for COVID as well as getting the vaccine as soon as they are able. We recorded more than 55 permanent business closures in our local economy in the Chapel Hill Carrboro area, but we've also had 40 businesses open during this difficult time. So folks are feeling optimistic. They like what they see around the corner. They've just got to make it there. They've got to make it there with the flexibility of landlords. They've got to make it there with additional revenue. Businesses tell us they need three things: capital, so they need cash, revenue, they need customers, and they need clear communications on what's going on, what the rules are, what changes they should be expecting.
We're speaking with Aaron Nelson, the president and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, which just hosted its second edition in its Critical Issues series earlier today. And the featured speaker was Dr. Michael Walden, who is also with us on the line. Dr. Walden, Aaron Nelson just shared some of what makes this community in a pretty unique position in terms of rebounding from the COVID-19 pandemic. What are, from your perspective, do you agree with that? And also, how does North Carolina stand compared to the rest of the country?
Well, I do agree with that. And I think what makes this area, the broader area, I'll call the Triangle, which obviously Chapel Hill Carrboro area and Orange County are a key component. I think what makes this area so unique is its strong footprint in higher education. We have an amazingly highly educated workforce. That's why we're attracting tech and pharmaceutical and financial services, et cetera. And I think that's going to be a key component for us moving on. I do worry about folks who are not at that level in their training and what the post-pandemic world is going to look like for them. So we need to focus on making sure that educational and training opportunities are available to everyone. I think North Carolina, well, first let me say, obviously, condolences to everyone who's lost a loved one during this pandemic, condolences to businesses that have permanently shut down. But if you look at the statistics on death rates per capita and job loss per capita, North Carolina looks very good relative to other states. In fact, we're among the third of states that have outperformed other states on those two metrics. So I think post-pandemic, North Carolina is going to be viewed as what I call a safe state. And I think that's going to manifest itself in terms of actually an acceleration of economic growth here. More people, more businesses wanting to come to North Carolina after the pandemic than would have occurred if we had not had the pandemic. So I think the opportunities for economic growth in North Carolina, especially in the Triangle area, are very, very good going forward.
Once again, we're speaking with Dr. Michael Walden and Aaron Nelson. They were two of the main speakers talking about the local, national, and state economy during the Critical Issues Forum earlier today. And Dr. Walden, we've got to begin wrapping up. Any other takeaways from this forum that you want to make sure our audience is aware when it comes to either the regional, state, or national economy?
Well, again, I think that we've had a series of major announcements of large commercial developments and business developments here in the Triangle. I think we're going to have more of those, and I think that just solidifies my view that the Triangle area, I think, is poised to ramp up to a new level in terms of prominence in the country. So I think there are a lot of exciting things going on here in the Triangle area, certainly including the very important component of Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Aaron, is there anything else that you want to add about today's forum and any other editions of the Critical Issues series that are going to be happening throughout the rest of the year?
So, our annual economic conditions survey had great results. 75% of local businesses are expecting sales to increase over the next 12 months. 52% are planning to hire additional workers, while only 4% are planning to reduce their workforce. So supermajority, 90-some-odd percent, either holding or adding workers. We think that is really positive. And our reputation as a place where government is supportive of local business growth and development is improving. Every month, we will be having a Critical Issues Forum. Folks can find information at carolinachamber.org. Our next one will be about regional economic development. We're very grateful for Dr. Walden joining us again today.
Absolutely. And once again, that website, carolinachamber.org, head there for information on how to sign up for future editions of the Critical Issues series, and also check out some takeaways from today's, and you'll be able to find that on chapelboro.com as well. Dr. Michael Walden and Aaron Nelson, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with us today about this Critical Issues series.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.